Welcome to the Dawn of Intuition. I'm your host, JD Kindred, and this is the time to awaken to a new way of being. Are you feeling an inner call to make the world a better place or to live more joyfully? We each have this inner compass guiding us to our own unique purpose and gifts. As an intuition and empowerment expert, I dare you to take action on that gut feeling or inner knowing. Intuition is simply a muscle that needs to be strengthened. Whether you need it personally or professionally, your intuitive insights create space for new opportunities. Stay tuned with me for tips and tricks on listening to those quiet whispers of wisdom, my next retreat dates, or how to work with me. Are you ready to live the life of your dreams with more joy and ease? The Dawn of Intuition starts now. Welcome everyone to the Dawn of Intuition, awaken to a new way of being. Today's topic is about eating intuitively. And the more I'm on this journey of purification and intuition and living a simple and balanced and clean life, the more I notice how food really influences my mood, my energy levels, my, mental capacity, everything. So I really want to focus on food today. First, let's begin by, answering the question, why is food so important in our life? And I'm sure you may have already, heard the expression, you are what you eat. So I want to quote from the bodyandsoulascension.com. And they have done years of research and testing, and they found that the main factor of how you go through life has less to do with your soul vibration, but more with your body's frequency vibration. We're talking about subjects maybe that people normally don't talk about. And that's why I love having this platform on this show, because, we can actually talk about body vibration instead of the health of food. It's like, let's talk about how it affects our vibrations. And it can really, even if you're in a period of time where you're stressed or lower vibration by events, you don't have to remain stuck there. You have the possibility to change some habit patterns and choose a different lifestyle. And this is why I really love offering the retreats that I do, these wellness retreats, because it's little resets. It's just to reconnect to your body. And so there's a few ways we can increase our body's vibration. One is, of course, meditation. And we do that in the, my retreats. Every day we do a different kind of meditation. There's so many types of meditation. I come from over a decade of Vipassana, which is these 10-day silent retreats where you really, accept reality as it is. Vipassana, seeing reality as it is. The second point is diet. And really incorporating high vibrational foods into our diet and really eliminating the low vibrational frequency foods. This is anything from alcohol or drugs or lots of meat or, processed food or sugar. Like, I feel it so instantly when I love sugar. And if I have a chocolate bar, my energy immediately crashes. Like, I've become hypersensitive even to smelling smoke in the distance. I become super sensitive to these things as my body has become more sensitive. Again, exercise, if we adopt a routine that's really almost gentle, stretching, swimming, dance, really connecting to nature and the earth. So that can be Tai Chi, yoga, which I love to do, pranayama, which is breathing techniques that we incorporate in my retreats. Again, connecting to nature, being close to large bodies of water, and mountains have really a higher frequency. Simple walk in the park, spending time in nature at sunrise and sunsets. And this is what I really encourage. In the mornings, we do meditations on the dock by this beautiful lakefront property. It's one of the most beautiful lakes I've ever seen. And I've traveled a lot throughout the world. And I'm so in love with this lake. It's in northern Quebec, an hour north of Montreal, where I hold my retreats. And, you know, being present with the sunrise and the sunset, seeing the loons, hearing the loon calls in the morning, watching the Canadian geese, watching little ducklings, you know, bring her babies from one place to the next. It's just so awe-inspiring. And I just naturally feel elevated when I'm outside. Again, positive thoughts really affect your vibration. You know, I try and maintain a really clean environment, a clean minimalist environment. I don't have any negative TV because I'm very sensitive to the information that comes to me. I could be spending time watching a movie, which is extremely rare, or I could be learning something or reading something that really lifts me up and helps me look at the world in a new way. And so our time, I think, is our most precious asset. And I really am very careful of, you know, the environment I'm in. Being around music, I make sure I listen to really high energy music that really lifts me up. Because sound is energy, sound healing, sound therapy, you know, this really can shift and shake and heal a lot in our inner bodies. And the more I believe that we're clear and that we're clear vessels, the more we can receive this intuitive guidance with ease. And then, you know, practicing love, practicing good deeds, living from our heart space and practicing compassion and love for everyone, practicing empathy, sending love, sending blessings. Someone may be in their anger. They may, you know, be overcome by addiction, you know, and just without judgment, sending love and compassion because they're struggling. They're struggling. And, you know, all we can do is just support others and trust that they're doing the best that they can. So I love talking about this because during these 7-day, you know, hiking retreats that I have at my home, in beautiful Quebec, we do daily hikes to reconnect to nature in the forest. We, you know, go swimming in the lake. It's a beautiful, clean lake. There's no motors. It's quiet. People kayak, they canoe. You can swim across the lake. It's, you know, it's a big swim, but it's possible. We have these detox smoothies in the morning. Some people have never had, you know, these healthy detox smoothies before. Some people have never even had smoothies before. So we incorporate a good start to the day. We do, you know, a yoga session in the morning, 1 hour meditation in the morning as a group. With the collective, it's so much easier. In the afternoons, we have very light, very simple vegetarian meals. This isn't a place to be too attached to food. It's a place about simplifying, simple vegetables, not even with that many spices. But I still can make it fun. I still make these amazing vegan chocolate mousse. I make vegan ice creams to try. You know, I want to show you that eating a clean diet can be fun, enjoyable for the entire family. We'll have taco nights, but are all vegan. And so it's fun as well. It's not boring and not pleasant. You know, people who come, they'll eat fast food on the way to my house, fearful that they're going to be hungry. And one guest, he said he was very satiated the entire week. And he, you know, never had any cravings for the entire week. And I hear this time and time again. So, you know, it's about incorporating the clean lifestyle. This is a week where I want you guys to live this yogic lifestyle and incorporating, you know, some of the limbs. There's 8 limbs of yoga. And one part is satya, which is clean living, a clean lifestyle. And I really provide that atmosphere for you and for you to see how you feel after. And maybe you can take a few of the new habits home with you. And again, if you just do a few small changes in your life, you have no idea where you will be, you know, 10, 20 years from now. Our body is always regenerating and our cells are always changing and healing. And it's amazing what our bodies are capable of doing if we just give it the environment it needs. So I want to give you guys some tips and tricks on maybe some different foods. So again, living, eating intuitively, living intuitively means listening to your body. And I want to talk today about chakras and what are chakras. A lot of people talk about them. By definition, they're energy centers within the body, the human body, that help to regulate all its processes, from organ function to the immune system and emotions. So there's seven main chakras that are positioned throughout the body, from the base of the spine to the crown of your head. And each chakra has its own vibrational frequency, color, and governs specific functions that can help you. So I want to speak much further on each chakra and also the foods you can to help heal and balance those chakras. So the first one is the root, which is the base of the spine. It represents foundation and grounding. And the colors associated is red. So you think of, passion, fire, and what happens when chakras can become blocked is it disrupts the flow of energy in our bodies and can cause emotional and physical distress in those maybe lower organs or with a feeling of safety and grounding. So to balance that, if you want to really focus on becoming more grounded and balanced in that first chakra, think all foods red. It's quite simple, like red. So red apples, beets, tomatoes, pomegranates, strawberries, and raspberries. Incorporate more of those in your meals. The second chakra is the sacral chakra, which is your lower abdomen. It represents creativity and passion and intimacy and connection. And this color is orange. They associate the sacral chakra with orange. So orange is a very energizing color. It promotes warmth, security. And to balance this chakra, think all things orange. So think about eating more carrots, mangoes, orange peppers, peaches, apricots, sweet potatoes. Foods rich in omega-3, such as salmon, can also help. Even some nuts and seeds, such as flax, almonds, walnuts, and sesame seeds. The next is the solar plexus chakra, which is more the upper abdomen, which represents self-worth, confidence, power of transformation. A lot of people need work on confidence and self-worth, and especially regarding intuition and making our life choices. When we are confident in our connection and hearing that intuitive guidance, we don't live a life of doubt or second guessing or regret. We feel really in alignment and life flows with more ease and grace, which this is why I'm doing this radio show, because I want this for all of you. So the color yellow, it's really associated with the emotional strong color of yellow, and it promotes feelings of courage, happiness, self-esteem. So again, for food, think anything yellow. Bananas, pineapple, corn, lemons, yellow curry are all good choices. I've noticed in my life, I'm someone who feels all of my emotions, my solar plex. That's where I have emotions blocked the most. And I noticed that if I don't eat bananas for maybe a week, my mood changes drastically. I become a little bit more, well, like I become more depressed, more irritable, more moody. So I really learned to incorporate bananas in my smoothies. Like I don't really like to just naturally eat a banana. I find that boring. But every morning and in all of my smoothies, I have at least one banana to really regulate my mood. It really affects me a lot. The heart chakra, which is, the center of the chest, it represents love, forgiveness, inner peace, and joy. And this is associated with green. So when you think of green, think of, feelings of compassion, kindness. Thinking green is also thinking about feeling healthy, alert. And to balance your heart chakra, think of green foods like kale, broccoli, spinach, parsley, celery, cucumber, zucchini, matcha, green tea, avocado, lime, mint, peas, kiwi, spirulina. I often add spirulina in my smoothies, green apples. And maybe naturally, if your heart is tender or sore, start making these heart-centered green smoothies every day to just, help heal, this wounded heart that you may be going through right now. Then there's the throat chakra, which represents communication and expression, and the color associated is blue. So think of blue for calmness and stability. A lot of times they say in interviews, wear blue because you need to speak and communicate with clarity. It brings mind thoughts of logic, communication, and it can make us smart, efficient, well-spoken. So to balance this fifth chakra, think of blue foods. So blueberries, blackberries. Actually the throat chakra, think of healing and soothing foods and liquids such as coconut water, herbal teas, raw honey and lemon, and also fruits grown on trees such as apples, pears, plums are known to be excellent at healing this chakra. The last is, well, sorry, the second last is the third eye, which is between the eyes on the forehead. And this represents imagination, intelligence, trust. It's often connected to spiritual wisdom, intuition, our connectedness, and it's the color of indigo. So it brings feelings of psychic energy, self-awareness, devotion, makes us wise, intuitive. So think everything purple. So purple grapes, purple kale, blueberries, purple cabbage, eggplant, or even purple carrots. This also can include cacao, which boosts serotonin and helps to relieve stress and inflammation. So these brain foods instantly help clear an overworked mind and help regain focus. And then lastly, we have the crown chakra, which is located at the top of the head. This represents oneness, spirituality, and connectivity. This color associated with the universal colors of violet and white, and it really promotes sensitivity and psychic abilities. Think of spirituality, oneness, meditation. Think of, with this color, it's more detox, actually. It's to detox our body and mind, to flush out toxins and to clear our mind. So meditation and yoga are an excellent way to strengthen and heal the crown chakra. And that's interesting too. I write about this. The first chapter of my book is my book, Intuitive Business Connections, Grow a Business from Zero to Six Figures in an Intuitive Way. I speak about my first 10-day water fast and what that was like for me. And actually, during that fast, I had so much clarity that I received the outline and the guidance for that book. And really quickly after that fast, I channeled that book within 2 months. It just came through. And I'm so proud of that book. And yeah, I really encourage everyone to read it. It's for everyone. It's about intuition. It's about living, more connected to our communication, our other cultures, business related. It's really a topic. There's chapters literally for everyone. So yeah, it's sometimes I've noticed myself just intuitively go, I make a whole plate of food and I look down and it's all green. It's like a whole salad and then some broccoli, and then I'll have, some zucchini, and I'm just like, whoa, like I can't, like my whole plate is green. It's like, oh, okay, maybe my heart needs a little bit of love and attention today. And so it's fun to notice these things, really, or to intentionally do it, to really intentionally do that. So I want to go and speak more about really connecting to the body. And I want to talk now about muscle testing. Now, what is muscle testing? So, according to the healthline.com, muscle testing is known as applied kinesiology. And it's an alternative medicine practice. So that really claims to effectively diagnose structural, muscular, chemical, and mental ailments. Stephen K. Mallon, PH, Associate Professor in the Department of Kinesiology in New Jersey, says, I quote him, he says, it is often viewed as an alternative medical practice to diagnose neurologic, structural, chemical, or mental concerns. So again, I'm speaking about, different things, but I do want to touch on this because, a lot of times people are sensitive to foods and they don't know what they're really sensitive to. And again, as I mentioned, food really affects our body and our mood and how we feel and how we move through life. I was with a partner who was really in shape, but his stomach was always like almost like feeling bloated and inflamed, and he didn't know what it was from. And it's hard. Like, how do you know what you're allergic to, really? And so I simply shared with him a technique I use. And I will take, when I go shopping or really anything, I will take an item of food and I will place it against my stomach. And if my body leans forward, that means it's a yes, my body wants that food. If I naturally lean back, that means my body does not want that food. If it remains stable and neutral, then it's a choice. Then it's like, okay, my body can accept it or not. And I do this all the time. Like, if you ever see me in a grocery store, like any new product I take, I hold it against my stomach. It takes a split second for me to know if I go forward or back. And I love to do this. I went to a friend's house and she offered me tea. In my logical mind, I said, I don't like tea. I don't like tea. But I said, well, maybe my body does want some tea. So I closed my eyes, I put my hands out, and I said, okay, pass me the tea. I don't want to see anything. I don't want to be in my brain. I just want to be in my body. She goes, okay, you're doing muscle tests. And she automatically recognized that. And she put tea bags and different herbs. I don't know what she put in my hand. And I just naturally, and she could see me. She saw me physically move forward or move back. And she's like, no, that's not for you. Yes, that's for you. No, yes, no, yes. And it's just a really quick, easy way. I don't want to have to go to the doctor. I don't want to have to get all of these allergy tests and see what I'm allergic to. I want to physically feel it in my hand and trust that my body knows. Now, again, it's important to be clean. If we are already, you can't do muscle testing if you're on alcohol, if you're on drugs, if you're really living an unhealthy life, your body will not be able to be sensitive to this. You need to be at least at a healthy level to recognize what's good for your body or not. And we all know that alcohol and drugs and all these heavy foods are not good for us. It's also, I love sugar and I love lots of different foods. And it's also about being conscious. If there's this big piece of cheesecake, I love cheesecake. Instead of eating with shame and guilt and anger towards myself, I will choose to eat it, with love and consciously and, just maybe telling my body, just speaking to my body to be able to digest this and to accept it. Also to be conscious. There are sometimes in my cycle where I cannot have any chocolate. I don't want that at all. At other times in my cycle, all I need is chocolate. And to really accept that we're these constant, fluctuating, changing humans. And to just listen and respect. Oh, today I need that. Some times of the month I can eat crazy amounts of food, and other times of the month I don't want to eat very much. And to respect that too. Do I always need 3 meals a day? No, this is a week I need 1 meal a day. Oh, this next week I need 3 meals a day. And it's also to practice that with all aspects, even through yoga, to really understand our limits. So I love incorporating all of this knowledge and all of these lessons and kind of experiences during my wellness retreats. I offer these 8-day wellness retreats as well that called Reconnect to Your Intuition. And it's about slowing down your life. People tend to live a very busy life. So I create a really quiet, safe environment where your nervous system can relax. And we even do different types of yoga. There's hatha yoga, which is more physical. We do kundalini yoga, which is more purifying emotions and blocks. And then there's also, I'm a restorative yoga teacher, which is the yoga of conscious rest, and it's literally being held by bolsters to relax deeply the nervous system. And that's where I believe that stress is, the major cause for mental, emotional disease. And when, I'm very different person when I'm stressed than when I'm living a calm and balanced and healthy life. So this is a week where you can relax, reconnect to nature, reconnect to your body, feel the sensations. There's a lot of people who feel intuition through their senses, through their gut. So if your gut is in pain or inflamed or it, it's hard to feel that subtle, those subtle messages. Or if you're brain has brain fog and you're overwhelmed by thoughts and worry and stress, it may be harder for you to receive that intuitive guidance and hear those intuitive messages. So I really encourage all of you to visit my website, www.intuitivebusinessconnections.com. You can see my YouTube videos. You can see my wellness retreats, my blog posts, a link to how to buy my book online. I offer one-to-one private coaching, really on is more, it's like about any aspect. It's about, it could be relationships. It can be about career change. It can be about life, spiritual health, wellness. We'd really talk about anything that you want to talk about, at every session. So I have these really nice specials right now, a 50% off. I encourage you to go there. Also, I really invite all of you to continue watching this new Transformation Talk radio show, The Dawn of Intuition, Awaken to a New Way of Being. It's the first and third Monday from 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern. And again, reach out to me. I'm offering these a 15% off, rebate for my wellness retreats this summer. It's fast approaching. I only have a few wellness retreats and a few intuition retreats this summer. So the hiking retreat is 7 days, the intuition retreat is 8 days. And then I have just two spots for these sanctuary retreats, which is a 1 month. It's like 1 month retreat where you get to live this yogic lifestyle and really change your habit patterns, either mentally, emotionally, physically, So if you really want a huge recharge for yourself, the summer is the most magical time. And I really look forward to seeing you this summer. So thanks again. And I encourage you in the coming weeks to be mindful when you eat. Be mindful of every bite, how it feels in your body, to touch the food, hold the food to your body, see if your body responds by moving close, in front, or back. Being conscious and mindful of the different colors and how they will help balance and heal that part, those different organs related to the different chakras or emotions that you really want to work on right now. So, thank you again for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Dawn of Intuition. I'm your host, JD Kindred. Tune in every first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we learn to listen to that quiet whisper of wisdom from our higher selves. Dare to dream bigger, take inspired action, and live your authentic truth. Live an intuitive life, feeling more joyful and empowered in everything you do. For more tips and tricks, follow me online at www.intuitivebusinessconnections.com.